Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we want to make America great again, but that means we've got to make America moral again. It starts with family, the fundamental unit of society. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Others call it Black Friday, but now the blacks are getting mad. Welcome to the broadcast, Kurt Cosby.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Stan.
And welcome, good Sheriff. Sheriff Richard Max, back on the radio.
Yes, and I'm back in Utah.
The blacks are getting mad, Sheriff, because you're celebrating Black Friday, but you're not thinking about black people at all. You're leaving them in their plight while you just go ahead and spend money and shop and partay till you drop. And they're mad about it, Sheriff.
Well, we're certainly shopping at their businesses and strengthening the economy overall for everyone who is involved today. And it's blacks and Mexicans and Asians and whites and all Americans. And so we don't need
It's even
go.
Illegal aliens.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. There you have it. Now,
it helps all Americans. Period.
Utah's taking a special place in this celebratory economic boom you're talking about, sir. I don't know if you saw this, but Utah sold $3.4 million in alcohol sales at 45 government-controlled state liquor stores, setting a record the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. In Utah, no less. Well, I've always wondered about how the state got to sell and control all those in the first place.
Well, I gotta wonder, though, if you got drunk drivers and you got fatalities and you got certain things, is the government responsible since they're selling the alcohol?
Well, they've come up with laws against that, especially if you sell to somebody who's already inebriated. So, I guess they could, you know, but... I just have never understood that. Back when I was a cop, there was a state liquor store right in downtown Provo. And I don't know. They won't let the grocery stores sell it, but then the state can sell it. But that's the same as, you know, gambling is against the law, but every state can have a lottery. And Utah doesn't have a lottery, which, you know, but they sell liquor. So I don't know. I don't get that, but...
I bring it up, though, $3.4 million in a single day from 45 liquor stores. They broke a record, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, I guess that's the way to pass the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Sheriff Mack, I don't know if you knew it, but they say they sold, this is the record. The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control released some sales figures. They did that this morning. Well, yesterday for Thanksgiving. I don't know what they were doing working then. But anyway, and they say they sold about 347,000 bottles on the day before Thanksgiving. Of course, you know, they were closed on Thanksgiving. The agency officials say the big day still fell short of the all-time single-day record set December 23rd, 2016. On that day, they say the state sold 3.7 million in liquor with 351,000 bottles purchased. I guess they're enjoying the holiday, huh?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Wow.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning on it, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings. Slowly planning my
You guys know why I'm playing this?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, you don't know your country tunes, do you? Kurt's got to know. Do you know, Kurt?
I am woke.
Listen.
I bet you thought before you left, I just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into jail, dying slow and I'm living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday, so all bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I'm having a record year. Utah, the state of Utah, is helping it all happen, ladies and gentlemen. A record year of alcohol sales, thanks to Utah government selling liquor, right?
Yeah, boy, howdy.
We're having a record year. And he goes on and just talks about how he's just getting all drunk. And one bourbon, one scotch, one... He's having a record year, old Eric Church, down there in country music land there now. And so if he comes to Utah, we'll help him out, see? Now, back in the day, the NBA days, Dennis Rodman wouldn't hang out in Utah because we didn't have enough free-flowing alcohol and bars and women and all that, so he'd had to go to Vegas for it. But now we're competing there, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, it's funny how we try to keep up with the Joneses. I still wonder why we don't have a lottery here in Utah, though, but... You know, I guess that's the morality they try to continue to have, because they don't want people to spend their money on frivolous things like, you know, alcohol and gambling.
How many bottles, Kurt?
Let's see. It was about 350,000. It didn't break the record, which we're all sad about.
Well, Ossifer, I'm not into the alcohol. Right?
Well,
I mean, it's crazy.
Not only can you find somebody guilty, but can you say if the state of Utah sells alcohol, isn't it a moral thing to use and to have? Aren't we supposed to be supporting the state and using their product?
Yeah, heck yeah. Nothing like, you know, hey, back in the proper, the whatever role of government there now. What do you think of that, Kurt? Now, here's the next headline that I think relates. Nearly half of U.S. cancer deaths blamed on unhealthy behavior, maybe like buying alcohol from the government and then going ahead and getting inebriated, and then you get all these problems. Kurt, are these related or anything?
Oh, I think they are, but, you know, Sam, you know, that's what they say. They say, you know, that people are not quite as healthy when they, you know, I guess you could say, are really fat. And when you see these kind of stories, you think maybe the government is complicit, but, you know, maybe they just don't understand what they're doing. Huh?
Yeah, you got that right. So they say nearly half of the cancer deaths relate to behavior. And, you know, now they say that alcohol, you know, when you drink it, can cause cancer and increase the likelihood of cancer because it affects the cells. But don't worry, in Utah, you can just get alcohol. They're breaking records. They're having record years, ladies and gentlemen. But in Nevada now, they're having record years selling pot. They got the marijuana sales rolling. They had flour that you can, you know, make your dope cookies, and they got oils, and they got, I mean, it's just a, they're having a record year of dope sales. I mean, marijuana sales in Nevada and Utah, they don't sell marijuana there, Sheriff. They're moral over here in Utah.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nothing like Nevada.
I will tell any legislator in the state that marijuana is much better for you, 10 times more better, much better for you than alcohol is. Alcohol, physical consumption is just destructive. And I'm telling you, marijuana does have some benefits. And so I don't use either one, and I'm not going to. But, you know, we've had family members on their deathbeds that have used marijuana for pain and other things, and it totally worked. And we were glad that they were able to have it.
Well, now they're even looking at marijuana as an answer to try to back away from the opioid crisis, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That was the next point I was going to make. It's, you know, it is a natural herb, and it does have some healing quality. And, you know, but, you know, the industry that the hemp competes with has worked for 70 years to keep marijuana and hemp illegal. And I think that's quite startling.
What do you say to that, Kurt? We don't do that. No, that's just for the bad guys in Nevada. They got gambling and pot and prostitutes down there now.
Oh, no, prostitution's against the law in Las Vegas.
We don't have anything like that. Kurt.
Wow. It's a pretty amazing world we live in. I saw one other one for you that might kind of wake you up.
I'm just saying, come on. Thanksgiving, baby. You got to love it. Yeah. You guys even know what this is?
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Yeah, come on.
I was gonna
hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Find the broom, but then I got high.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And I know why, hey, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Yeah, come on, nothing like it, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to go to court before I got high. I was going to pay my child support.
Before I got high, yeah, come on.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like the new America, baby. You got the state of Utah selling alcohol, breaking records. You got Nevada and everywhere else. They say there's going to be 35 states, man, with pot legal coming up by 2020 is the predictions. They say it's phenomenal news. Now, I get that marijuana can be used for medicinal purposes. I understand it. I also get the difference between marijuana and hemp can be used for a lot of purposes that would be incredible, that have been outlawed by our government and everything else. I get all that stuff. I'm just saying it's interesting when you got gambling and prostitution and, well, you know, drugs and alcohol. And, you know, that's almost the panacea of what makes America great, they think. And I'm telling you right now, we got to go a different direction and turn to our God. Thank heaven Donald Trump mentioned 9 times in his Thanksgiving proclamation about God. He talked about prayer twice, and he urged the American people to pray. And that's great news in my humble opinion. Now, I guess you used to in the past be able to turn to Disney to get some relief from what's going on politically and everything else in society, but Kurt's got a Disney story that I guess isn't the wholesome you'd hope for, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference now at Disney than the old days of Walt Disney, because I guess Disney's teamed up with what's called Pixar. And, you know, you've got these executives. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Anyway, the bottom line is,
the guy's like Lasseter.
Goofy and crazy that he basically, I mean, the kind of stuff they do behind the scenes there, and these big executives, whether you're at Amazon or Disney, and I don't mean all of them, but you've got higher level people that do crazy things. I'm talking about the promotion of...
Well, maybe they got high, Kurt. Maybe they're sipping on the sauce from Utah. Who knows?
Good point. This whole transgender idea, the LGBTQ idea, and all this other stuff. It's just crazy things going on in the world today. And you can see why, at least I think, guys like this oppose people like Judge Roy Moore, because they don't really want to be told that what they're doing is, well, it's not in accordance to God's laws, you know?
Amen to that. Now, Amazon TV producer goes public with harassment claims against a top TV executive, right? Now, Roy Price, is that the executive or the author of the story?
No, the executive's name is Roy Price. And if you read what the guy said to this lady, you just go, what? You know, he referred to a part of his anatomy when he was talking to her, just kind of off the cuff. And I'm just like, man, this is what goes on at high level meetings at places like Amazon and
Disney and Pixar and buddy.
The weird thing too about the story, Sam, just so you know, the lady refused, and I use that term loosely, but she refused his invitations.
Invitations is too polite. It's hostile sexual advances.
Yeah, that's right. But she, in her refusal, she said, look, I'm a lesbian, and I already am married to a woman or whatever. And so I'm like, just add all this up, and you just go, what in the world are we living with?
You almost want to play Because I Got High again, huh, Sheriff? I mean, it's crazy town. And we wonder why we've got the problems we've got in America. And then what we were going to do is we run around and go, hey, man, must be that global warming going on.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Now, Jesse Jackson announced that he has Parkinson's disease. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
You want to respond to this?
I really don't have any response to it.
My response is it's a sad, horrible disease, and even though I disagree with Jesse on just about everything on the planet in this, our prayers go out to him and his family.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. What do you say, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a nice response. Now, here's what we're supposed to say, because we're white guys, right?
Yeah, but I don't care what color we are. I'm just saying I think it's sad when anybody gets this kind of a disease. It's horrible. It's very difficult for people. It's sad. It's discouraging. It's hard for families. And you know what? I pray for their family, man. It's horrible.
But see, you're not fitting the SBLC, what they say we're like. You know, what you're supposed to do is say something mean about Jesse and about his family and all that kind of stuff. Not say, we wish for the best for him and all that kind of stuff, because that really messes up the whole narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's the way I feel. I don't agree with Jesse. I think he literally created racial tensions and problems, and I think he promoted a liberal, in my opinion, communistic agenda to a great degree. And I really disagree with really what he spent his life doing, and I'm sure he'd disagree with what I spend my life doing. Nevertheless, I don't wish these ills on anybody, not even Jesse Jackson.
I guess that's a weird way of doing the whole hate thing, isn't it?
Well, I could just whip out the Black Eyed Peas and start singing Where's the Love, Y'all, if you want. What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, what about the Hispanic caucus that refused to allow a Republican Hispanic congressman to be a part of it? You know, so
well, what's wrong with those people?
Well, I mean, they're acting in a very prejudiced manner. And if you're a Hispanic and liberal, you can join their caucus. But if you're not, then they will not allow you. And I think that's not just hypocrisy, but it's also segregation, prejudice, and it's racist. And so, yeah, I think that those hypocrisies occur all over our country. And if you're liberal and anti-American and anti-constitution and pro-open borders and pro-illegal immigration, then you're fine. You can join the club. But no, there's a lot of hypocrisy going out there, as we point out every week. And well, I did want to tell you, when you brought up Judge Moore, I emailed his campaign staff and said that the CSPOA was willing to get behind him, and that if they needed me for any type of public statement, to let me know. And I sent that off to him yesterday, so or the day before yesterday. And so I'll see if we get anything on it, because I'm even more convinced every time I hear something about it that it's a fabrication and it's an attack that's trying to keep this good man out of there. And I would really like every lady who has accused him to answer just one simple question. Do you mean to tell me that you have the courage now that he's running for the United States Senate, but you didn't have the courage to come forward while he was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court? So, and most of these ladies are from Alabama. When you were there, you didn't want this man to be exposed because of the high-level position he actually was in. This one is just the United States Senate. That controlled the entire judicial system of the state of Alabama, and he was the number one man on that court. So I want them to tell me, what is it about him running for U.S. Senate that gave you the courage to come forward now?
I'll tell you what it was. The media literally begged them to come forward, and there's questions and allegations of money being paid out. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. We're still trying to dig and find out. But there's those allegations running, and we know the media. We know that WAPO or the Washington Post literally begged these girls. That's what one of the girls' mother even says.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend of one of the girls says, I wouldn't trust her. I think she's lying. So it's very strange.
Yeah, but you could say the Washington Post begged to have the story, though. I mean, you know, reporters do beg for stories sometimes. And the Washington Post, being the liberal that they are, that they could take down a constitutional conservative, that's cherry on the icing on the cake, and cherry on top of that. But no, they, you know, you could talk about that.
Hey, do you think Jesse Jackson's sexually made advances on anybody?
Who?
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he has.
I wonder if they're going to talk about that now that he's got Alzheimer's.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball, unheeded, sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Right what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, the FBI just came out with documents proving, in the Justice Department and everything else, it was all related to this JFK thing, where they said Martin Luther King Jr. was this sexual predator, etc. I wonder if they're going to take down old Jesse Jackson and old Martin Luther King on this sexual predator newfound women coming forward plan. What do you think, Sheriff?
Well, I thought about that ever since this happened. And you know, Jesse Jackson was exposed for having affairs and whatnot back when he was supposedly counseling Hillary and Billy Bob. So, you know, that's kind of old story. But a lot of old stories are coming up because of this. And when Democrats have actually come out and said that the Democrats are on the wrong side of history on this issue, well, they certainly are, because they defended Bill Clinton all the way. And, you know, Bill Clinton's abuse started about 40 years ago, but it has continued until today. Roy Moore's is way different. Something that maybe somebody did, maybe, but there's no evidence to prove that he did. And these ladies are talking about something that happened 40 years ago. And so I appreciated Donald Trump's assessment of this and his analysis.
Now, think about the difference in our side versus their side, too. Richard Mack calls these girls ladies, whereas Hillary would call them bimbo eruptions, wouldn't she, Sheriff?
Well, she did back in the day, yes. She sure did.
All right. They're credible and should be heard now, though.
Yeah, right.
Unless they're talking about Bill right now, then it's like, hey, you know.
But, yeah, and... It's astonishing the Democrats would still support Bill Clinton today and Hillary, and both of them are the biggest crooks in the world.
Amen to that. Hey, Sheriff, your golfing opportunities are becoming less, my friend. Kurt Cosby has a Salt Lake City golfing story for you. Kurt?
Well, yeah, it looks like, Sheriff, that they basically are finally maybe going to shut down some more golf courses. They say they're not very profitable, and... you know, people just don't want to keep using them, and that's one in Salt Lake area. You know, it's amazing to me to see all the ways that we spend our government money.
Well, you've been kind of involved in that issue for quite some time, and running you're running for mayor for Cedar Hills?
Yeah, I got beat pretty soundly, but it was interesting to me to see this story you know, that was kind of close by to us, where they're just saying, hey, we're not going to keep doing this golf thing here in Salt Lake.
Right. Well, you know, that is, you know, I'm a golfer, and as Sam alluded to, but I don't believe any of them should be owned by cities or counties or states or any of that. That's just nonsense. It's a recreation. It's entertainment. And government should not be involved in that one iota.
I heard that. By the way, Kirk Crosby's city has a golf course. They're losing money hand over fist, just like Salt Lake City. And maybe the trend is for these governments to jettison these failed opportunities. It's kind of like you know, investing in a bad stock or something, and it goes south. The best stockbrokers say, you know what, cut your losses and move on. Don't try to chase bad money. And, you know, we really need to kind of get government to understand this, Kurt. Maybe your city officials can take a page out of that playbook. Well, I guess that would be not the playbook, or what?
Yeah, do you think they will, Sam?
Have you lost your mind? They're going to get stuck on stupid and spend millions more of taxpayer dollars. That's what they're going to do. And then if I bring it up, they're going to call me a racist.
Yeah, I hear that.
An anti-government.
Anti-golf, anti-government.
That's right. I'm anti-golf, too. In fact, if it was up to me, nobody would ever golf again. That just lie and say that kind of stuff. That's how they roll, man.
Yep.
All right, well, there is some pretty good news that I want to talk about with you gentlemen. You heard the Bible Museum opened up in D.C., right?
I did not. No, I did not.
Right, so there's a massive Bible museum.
It was a big CNN headline, you know, and of course CNN's always covering all this Bible stuff.
Darn right, they're all over it. They've been, Judge Roy Moore, they're relentlessly peddling the Bible. Not Roy Moore is, but they're not. Anyway, all I'm telling you is a massive Bible museum opened up in D.C. And it's not quite as focused on religion as some of us would like, because it's got a lot of historical references and some things like that. Not that I'm against those. I'm just saying I like the religious direction of the biblical accounts, etc. But all I'm telling you is it's great news, and liberals are just going ballistic over it, guys. Did you want to look up anything on that, Kurt? It's an interesting story, in my opinion.
Well, as far as I know, it's a private thing, right, Sam?
Say that again?
In other words, we couldn't, of course, use our federal tax dollars to do this, so it's a private operation, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, which we celebrate, but it's pretty interesting how we can spend money, like we were talking about, selling alcohol, doing all these other things, but man, if we had a Bible museum, we'd be in real trouble, right?
Well, yeah, they're panicking about it, but I bring it up because I think it's something that I'd like to go see personally.
Yeah, they call it the Museum of the Bible, and I guess they're hoping that folks will be supporters. I guess it's a 430,000 square foot museum, which is, you know, a pretty good size. They say they've got early admission to the museum. They've got basic individual prices, basic dual prices, and basic family prices. I wonder if basic family, does that include transgender and homosexuals and all that kind of stuff? But anyway.
If they're going to stick with the Bible, it doesn't, my friend.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Now, they'll probably get sued and shut down completely and get sued out of existence if they're not careful, though, Sheriff. What do you think that'll happen?
You're going to have to say that again. The line got broken up a little bit.
So you got this Bible museum, and they've got this, you know, individual and couple and family pricing. And Kurt said, do you think the families includes transgender and stuff like that to go to the Bible museum and lesbians and such? And I said, if biblically speaking, then probably not. And then I said, but if that's the case, they might get their socks sued off and get their doors closed, Sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would definitely be the case. And, you know, they've already had to rewrite history and rewrite the Bible several times to fit political correctness. I'm sure they'd have to do that at the museum, or, you know, you lose the museum.
Anything else on this noteworthy, Kurt? I just thought it was interesting. I'd like to go to the Bible Museum personally.
Well, yeah, it's at least they say the mystatesman.com's got a piece on it that says, Washington Museum tells story of the Bible, opens near National Mall. You know, so you've got at least some good stuff you can do when you're back in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, indeed. All right, I want to move to this topic, Kurt. Do you have this open letter from Matt Staver at Liberty Counsel?
I'm sure I can.
It's thoughts on Thanksgiving. I emailed it to you yesterday and said, hey, we got to talk about this on the show.
All right.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, according to Psalms, Psalm 107. Sam, if there's a truly American and thoroughly biblical holiday, it is Thanksgiving. As I'm sure you recall, in 1620, the Pilgrims, settlers, had a feast with the, they call it the Wampanoag. Is that how you say it? Or Wampanoag?
Wampanoag.
Wampanoag Indians, to celebrate God's goodness and a bountiful harvest following a brutal first winter, which almost one half of their party died. But the Pilgrims had experienced amazing increase in their harvest, and this led one of their company to write, quote, by the goodness of God, we are far from want. So they celebrated for 3 days. By the way, Donald Trump referred to this in his presidential proclamation. Then they talk about Washington to Lincoln. You got this, Kurt? In 1789, President George Washington declared November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of God. But what's less known is that President Washington's declaration also included a call for a unified prayer for forgiveness. We'll talk about this, get Sheriff Mack's response, since it is an elongated Thanksgiving weekend. Sam and Kurt, Matt Staver has to bring it forward with the mainstream press. They're too busy attacking Trump to focus on the blessings we have and the solutions of past patriot presidents. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, incredible prose from Matt Staver talking about a truly Christian holiday, that is Thanksgiving, an American and Christian holiday, no doubt about it. Anything else from this incredible piece, Kurt?
You know, you were reading basically his recitation of what happened and referring to the founding fathers and those early days there around Thanksgiving, you know, the original Thanksgiving. And he goes on to say, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions. Matt Staver continues from Liberty Council. He says, but it wasn't until many years later, in 1863, that Thanksgiving became established in our national consciousness as an annual celebration. During the darkest nights of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called on the nation to pause and give thanks. He said, it has seemed to me fit and proper that the gifts of God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Boy, that's pretty politically incorrect. Huh?
Yeah, and Donald Trump's carrying it forward. He mentioned God 9 times and mentioned prayer twice and asked the American people to pray to God in his presidential proclamation that was released yesterday. That's what Donald Trump did. The mainstream press ignoring his proclamation and focusing on a little speech he gave to the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard.
Sheriff, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's amazing. Actually, I thought Kurt's quote was really touching and very spiritual. And for Trump to do that, it shows that he has the courage to be politically incorrect, and I applaud him for that. And, you know, this political correctness that continues to destroy America and destroy our history and destroy what made us great. And the answer and the solution is still to get back to those principles. And if we don't, America will continue to founder.
Well, I bring it up like this. We started out talking about all the, you know, the drugs and the alcohol and the government's participation and the sexual promiscuity. And, you know, so America has a lot of ills. And Donald wants to make America great again. And I agree with him that we can do so, but we got to make America moral again. And so we end talking about the Bible Museum. We end talking about this clearly Christian, clearly American Day, Thanksgiving. And we really need to focus on, you know, how grateful we are for Thanksgiving. I don't know if you know, but YouTube attacks Thanksgiving and said that Thanksgiving was basically a horrible day in a tweet. They basically said, Thanksgiving is a loaded word, Sheriff. And they talk about the abuse that was heaped on the Indians, and I don't make excuses for that abuse. It was wrong. But I am saying I'm celebrating America, even though we have our problems and we've got a checkered history to some degree. We got way more good in America than bad, and we brought more freedom and more stability and more safety to more people and more freedom of worship and more than any other country on the face of the earth. But YouTube literally focuses on this video saying Thanksgiving is a loaded word and highlighting these Native Americans that just hate you for Thanksgiving, sir. How do we cope with that? Sheriff, do we lose it?
Yeah, I can tell you one thing about that is that the Native Americans who helped the original pilgrims learn how to live off the land was really what the first Thanksgiving was about. And it was celebrated with other Native Americans. And I think that to ignore that and to try to demean that and try to turn this into a racist thing is, again, what they try to do and destroy our history and destroy what made us great. And there were lots of people that came to America that learned to get along with the Native Americans, and God bless them for it.
And by the way, we reject any divisions, and we also don't make excuses for any wrongs committed. We say it was wrong. We bring it up so that history doesn't repeat itself, but we're not going to let the good get obliterated by any mistakes that have been made. We're going to change. We're going to use history to not repeat the negatives, and we're going to use the blessings that we've all been given, and we should celebrate it with all those who want to come together in gratitude for the blessings that we have. And then we're going to do our best to share that with the rest of the world, Sheriff.
Yeah, exactly, and we should be, and we should be sharing this message of peace and love and acceptance. I will say it to the day I die, that America and freedom and our Constitution are meant for all people of all religions, of all races, and that's what the Founding Fathers intended. And as a matter of fact, so many people today try to accuse the Founding Fathers of being racist because they supported slavery and some of them had slaves. Ben Franklin was the president of the Philadelphia Abolition Society, and he wanted, before he died, he wanted to help start the movement to abolish slavery in America. Yet you never, ever hear the mainstream press say anything about that, and Alexander Hamilton, it appeared, didn't even have slaves, and he was of the same ilk as Franklin in wanting to get rid of slavery, and many of them did, and many of them established a pattern to make that happen. It wasn't going to happen overnight, and they knew that. But how anybody ever supported slavery still is beyond me. I don't understand it.
Of course it is. Of course it is, because we're all against slavery. But I feel like I'm a slave right now to the IRS. What's the difference? Yeah, I work like 5 months out of the year for the IRS goons. They're a weaponized, unconstitutional agency against the American people, and no one thinks another thought about it.
No, you're right. I that's exactly where I wanted to go with that. That debt is slavery, and our politicians in Washington, D.C. don't care one iota that we're $65, $75 trillion in debt, and literal actual debt right now pushing $21 trillion, and these guys don't care. None of them do. Not Orrin Hatch, not any of them. They don't care about the national debt.
All I know is if you go get a lottery ticket, you won't have to worry about it, you know?
You know, I think you guys got to lighten up because it's Black Friday, and I'll give you a little Black Friday update, you know what I mean?
Black Friday, huh? What if we had White Friday? What do you think of that, guys?
Oh, then you're going to be in real trouble. But anyway, the headline reads, Cabela's giving away free guns on Black Friday. Texas store handing out mystery envelopes to first 600 adult customers. I guess the Daily Caller had it, but they say that all gifts will be distributed randomly and could include outdoor products, firearms, Cabela's gift cards, and much more. That's what Cabela's Fort Worth operation said, adding that firearm winners will be required to complete and pass a standard federal background check, you know, according to the Second Amendment, to take ownership of the firearm. That's according to the Star-Telegram. But anyway, Cabela's, that's something I never heard of before.
Now, you can do that in Utah. It's better than the lottery because you don't even have to give up a bunch of money to possibly win, Sheriff.
Yeah. That...
I kind of like Cabela's for doing this, though. I think what a brilliant strategy when it comes to advertising. They'll get plenty of coverage for it, plenty of promotion.
All good.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Speaking of coverage, I don't know if you saw the Dallas News with the headline, Joe Barton warned a woman not to release explicit photos that are now under police investigation. Should add a little more coverage there, if you know what I mean. But Joe Barton, a long-term congressman, who, now he's kind of questioning whether he'll run again, if you will.
Now, I have to defend Joe a little bit, though. There are laws against revenge porn, and if this lady released this, we can talk about salacious. It was supposedly through an anonymous Twitter account or whatever it was done. All I'm telling you is that there should be accountability for that, though. Revenge porn is a real law-breaking scenario, and I'm not defending this congressman for his abuses, but I am saying, hey, two wrongs don't make a right here, and there's accountability for that as well.
Yep, I agree. I was just going to say, it's interesting to see this guy's been in Congress a lots of years, and now, of course, Judge Roy Moore, we hope, will go to Congress, and yet, you know, this one, I think we could switch him out, you know what I mean? I don't think that Joe Barton, at least that I've known, has done a whole lot of saving of the Constitution up there.
You got that right, but I don't know who would replace him if he goes anyway. But they're not really calling for the ouster of some of these other people either, really. They're just calling for Roy Moore to step down, but none of the other guys need to step down. What's interesting to me is they have jurisdiction over Congress, but they don't over Roy Moore at this point. So it's fascinating how they call for these solutions outside of their jurisdiction, but when it really relates to their jurisdiction, they do nothing but defend their own, showing the double standard hypocrisy here, Sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the rule of the day for Washington, D.C., is just which hypocrisy are they going to today? And, you know, it almost makes me say, do you guys remember, Sam and Kurt, do you remember, just a few weeks ago, there was actually an amazing, historical, horrible, horrific shooting in Las Vegas. We're not talking about that anymore, are we?
Yeah, sad to say we're not. We ought to be, though. We ought to talk about how, thank heavens, with good people with guns, we reduced it. But we're also not talking about the multiple shooters that were there, and literally provably so.
Yeah,
we're hoping to visit the memorial site for it today.
You want to build a memorial to it, Kurt?
No, I say we're hoping to visit the memorial site today. We're in the area.
All right, well, roll down there and be safe.
Yeah.
You might want to go to Cabela's and win a gun before you go down there.
Yeah.
Be for your safety, just nothing more. All right, gentlemen, have a delightful, God-fearing weekend as you celebrate, in my humble opinion, a great Christian American holiday, Thanksgiving. I know it's over, but the weekend isn't. Celebrate it and hold on to it as long as you can, and self-reflect about how you can do better for America. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. We declare this nation shall endure.